Picking up here in Simen Nun Hey, just one hour from last time, mentioned that you can skip some Sukkot Zimra to make a Tefillah Tzibur. Ideally, you shouldn't, but if you need to, you can. The question was raised, you know, what's Tefillah Tzibur? If you're going to be able to make it for Chazar Sashat, should you skip? I think you asked the question, right? So I looked at it, it seems like it's legitimate to skip to make it with the Tzibur, because the Tzibur is like the ideal, to start with the Tzibur. You're also allowed to skip even if you're only going to make it with the chazan. But starting with the tzibur is the ideal form, thank you, of tefillah tzibur, and therefore you're allowed to skip Sukkot Zimra to get to that. Okay, picking it up with Simen Nun Hey Siv Zayin, Kshechem Nisparo Nun Hey, excuse me, Nun Gimel, apologize, Nun Gimel Siv Zayin. Okay. Sorry about that. We're speaking about a chazan, so the chazan should be a person who is an upstanding member of community, ideally. But the mechaber says, "Im ein sham mi sheyodei liyos shlech tzibur ki im v'nigimel sham yom echad mutav sheyehu shlech tzibur shibatul b'lishmo kedusha v'kadosh." So if you don't have an ideal member, so you take who you have. So this is a very important principle, that the Eved, everybody agrees the Chazin is kosher if he's a Chazin Koldu. So in questioning, the person has the Yartzeit and he wants to daven for the Amud and he's not the best, biggest tzaddik. So there are various variables that go into trying to figure out if you should let him be. Shalom and inclusiveness, you know, there's a certain price you pay if you say, nobody, anybody's called Shabbos, he can't come to my shul, or he can't get an aliyah, he can't serve as a, they're not the same, obviously, to let him to the shul is not a shayla at all. Give me an aliyah as a shayla, and making him chazan, he's even more of a shayla, representing the zibur. But at the end of the day, but the Eved ever agrees that the tefillah works. So there is a concept in halacha, that shasad chak, kedievedami. It's a principle that's mentioned in the Chron in many contexts. So many argue that, you know, here's a person, a member of the community, you don't want to push him away, you want to embrace him. So shasat cha kedievedami, and that's why many shuls, the Chsurin Chuzar, even in Israel, allow people who are varyanim to serve as shlech tzibur if they have a specific reason to do so. You know, yartzeit is usually the most, compelling reason, the simcha, etc. I think I mentioned in the past that the poskim say that on Tanios and Rosh Hashanah Yom Kippur, there's more of a requirement of having a Shatz Hagun. They're asking for Kapara. So we try more days towards Hagun. Okay. The Seder. Sif Ches Nun Gimel Ches Mishayna Bal Zokon Kol She Nikar Bo She Gila Chalal Shanim She Roel Yismal Zekano Yismal Zekano Koyevi. We said ideally if you want to have a Shatz Kavua, you should have a beard. Today very few communities have a Shatz Kavua, but even if you want to make a Shatz Kavua, he doesn't actually have to have a beard, as long as he's of age where he, you know, would normally have a beard. Look, when Ezim Shana Afal Pi She Ein Lo Zokon Mimani Lo, if he's 20 years old, he can be appointed. If he has a little beard, he's 18, it's also considered an Ismail Zakana. I think I mentioned that, you know, if even if you want a Shatz Kavua, let's say in a high school, sometimes a high school wants the things to run, you know, smoothly, so Shatz Kavua in the high school. So nobody there has a beard, so you're not going to make the Rebbe daven every day. So then it wouldn't be, you know, necessary. Tess. Sris, Yeshom Shemutu Lamaso Yehu Ben Esrim. A person who physically doesn't have hair on his face, so he's already been Esrim, you can remind him. Yesh Mishom. Okay. Right. Yod, Yesh Tzulam Mutsos Al Makobo Shon Hagim Shek Tanim Yodim Hei Ateva. Very interesting. Halacha, there was a minute that sometimes you would let Ketanim go to Davin for the Amur, for Marev. Motzei Shabbos, that was a minhag, and he's Malamed Tzchus. Says Ramav, "Mkolos shelunagu kein ein lakat lavrul v'ateva afilu b'tzfilas arvis." If that's not a minhag, don't start it. It's not an ideal minhag. Afilu gilgul l'shanim v'yom haShabbos ein lispal arvis haShabbos. What's the kid's going to be our mitzvah Friday night? They're making early Shabbos. Don't let them daven for the moment. It's early Shabbos. It's not. It's true. You're making early Shabbos, but it's not, you know, that date yet. And therefore, we try not to do that. Avi adain ein lo yudgim l'shanim.
Is that the reason why Mechaber says?
It's Arvis Tam. I think the reason Arvis is different than Shacharis and Mincha is that Arvis is not Chazar Sashatz. So there's nothing motzi anybody. I don't know why he gave that after that example. I'm not really sure. But the idea is that Arvis is also potentially on some level Rishos, even though the Halacha it's a Chiyo, but it's in Lomdus it's a Rishos, and he's not motzi. That's where the minhag comes from. It's not, I don't think people have this minhag today, as far as I know. Even in Sephardi Shuls, I don't like Katanim, Davim, Marv. There's a question of kids born Vena Shmashas. Happens all the time. Kids born Vena Shmashas. So he comes 13 years old. So when is he 13? You know, if you wait another day to be Motzi Midei Safek. So the Pashas, yeah, the Pashas says he should potentially treat himself like a god of the Chumra, but not the Kuli. He shouldn't be Motzi other people. I saw Rav Davidio say if he wants to say it's like a Sfek Sfeka, maybe if you can work out, like we just saw here. And maybe someone's like Vada Yom. Excuse me. I'm not sure how that helps. I think it's Vada Yom, which makes it worse.
What?
If he says it was choshes for a bit of time, then the chor is more chomer. I don't know. I have to look it up. Anyway, so that's the din of a kata. If a person is a chazan only because they like how their voice sounds, they're not doing l'shem shemayim. If he really is being chadashem shemayim, it's a vodas Hashem. Tavol avracha. Who she is spiled with COVID rush for Omid Ve'em of Yira, still the chazan has to act with a certain amount of seriousness. If a person is serving himself, he's not serving Hashem, he's davening because he likes how he sounds. Either way, you shouldn't daven too long. The chazanim can't, you know, sometimes you have chazanim who end up missing Sosman Kriyashma or they miss Chatzos on Shabbos, they'll keep on going with Muslims after Chatzos. Chatzos in the winter is like 11:30. So you have to be careful that the Chazan is aware of the Zmanim and isn't just doing it for his own for his own voice and is trying to be over the Hashem through the Chazanas. Sometimes you have like Motzei Yom Kippur, you know, people want to. And the guy's like taking his tie, and you have to be in touch with the tzibur. You have to be in touch with the tzibur. Both the kula and the chumra, meaning sometimes the tzibur wants to have it slow, and the chazan rips the tefillah, you know, goes quickly. You have to make sure that you're representing the tzibur, and therefore on their terms, not necessarily on your terms. Okay. There is a discussion if the chazan can use, non-Jewish nigunim. We might mention later in this siman. Speak about it for a second. Sometimes you want to take those nigunim and use them for shirei kodesh. Is that appropriate? Inappropriate? There's a debate in the postgame about that. There's a famous kedusha that is I didn't even know this. I only grew up hearing it as kedusha, but apparently it comes from like an Israeli love song, Erev Shel Shoshanim. You know the famous kedusha, the ritz for Musaf, for Shabbos.
That's a curious
thing. I'm not such a almanagin. Erev Shel Shoshanim.
I don't know.
How does it go? I'm gifted in my, I can't say I'm so similar to my Rebbeim, but my Rebbeim don't know how to sing. I don't know how to sing, so in that regard. Okay.
They say that this whole hot march thing.
Yeah? And it comes from like a Russian army or something.
Yeah,
so they would hold it, you're Malin Sotos, it's Milo.
Yeah.
That's part of the Machlokas. They think Dafka is a good thing. And other people say, no, for carrots, if you didn't know what the source is, I didn't even know this was like I didn't even heard of this nigun until somebody told me, oh, you know, it's a Israeli love song, and this is what it's called, whatever. So now when I hear that nigun, like, I think of it. Like, if I didn't know, I would have been much, happier. Anyway, otherwise, this is Machlokas, and Rav Avadya's Mekel, this is Leser's Machmir.
We had a friend in high school who take me out to the ball game for, like, Kodio. Like, it was
right.
Perfect.
Right. L'chara. Sometimes the chazan repeats the words. You know, the Gemara Mishnah says in brachas, you should say modi modim. So is it appropriate to repeat the words? Is it hefsek? Is it just inappropriate? Sometimes the chazanim will take the words and like to make them fit the niggin to like, you know, stop, put the commas in the wrong places or mumble or this and that. So you have to be careful that you're trying to, you know, if you're serving Hashem, so then you say everything properly and the niggin is the less significant part of it. Okay. Weiter, Yud Beis. Ein Memani Mishakara La Alfin Ainin La Ainin Alfin. You have to know how to pronounce the words properly. Ashkenazim generally do this. They don't really differentiate between an Aleph and Ayin. So if the whole Tzibur does that, so then it's not a problem. But if you're davening in a Sephardi Shul where they say V'chat and Ayin, and you don't know how to do that, so it makes sense you shouldn't be the Shalech Tzibur because, you know, you're not being medakdek properly. V'chlal, there's a question, if you daven in a Tzibur that's different Havara, should you, you know, follow the Minhag HaMakom? It seems like ideally you should. It's not always so easy. But ideally you should follow the Minhag HaMakom. I saw Rishon Zalman says that if you're davening an Ashkenazi shul, but they're just davening Ivrit, even though the Ashkenazi is, so you have to follow. You can say Ivris, because that's the real. But I don't know, to me it's a Chiddush. You know, I do that myself. But to me it's a Chiddush that if everybody's saying Ivrit, so that's the new Minhag. So you're going to be different. So what's the point of being different? They're all different forms of Hebrew. Meaning, it's not like you're not Yotze in a different Havari, but to be Parish Ben Tzibur seems odd. But again, sometimes it's hard for people to change, they're going to get mixed up, so maybe that's justification for it. Okay, weiter. Halacha Yigim, very important halacha, Pocheach, whom Misha Bigda Karua Vizrauza Megulim Leyerim Hateva. A person who is Pocheach, his arms are showing, you shouldn't stop and forget the question, as Machalos has shown him, you know. Is it his arms are showing? Is his feet are showing? Or his legs are showing? So if you're wearing shorts, certainly you shouldn't be a chazin. There is a discussion if you're like in a kibbutz and everybody's wearing shorts, so maybe then it's mutter. Even then, the question is, if the prime minister would show up, would you, you know, greet him in your shorts? There are kibbutzim where they would. So if they would, so someone in Malabit's close. But the pashtus is,
you should wear...
In some places.
People daven without ties, if they're in the ground, so they wear a tie.
Okay, but a tie is like an extra level. There's one question of hikon. Hikon means you should wear a mechubad garment. That's not ma'akev. The second question is, are you a pocheach? Are you inappropriately dressed? So wearing a tank top. Yeah, wearing a tank top. You can say brachos without a shirt on. You can't daven without a shirt on because you're omid l'tzlei melech. And the shlech tzibur is on even a higher madrega. So if a shlech tzibur is wearing a tank top, you see his shoulders, it's inappropriate. The way the mechaber brings it down, and the shoulders, like the shoulders, the kasif. Here it sounds like even the arms. And in fact, there are zro'os of megulin. What's the zro'a? The pasha says it's till your elbow. So there are, some say it's till your whole arm. So in some Sephardi shuls, they have like these like pull-on sleeves. So you come in with a short sleeve, and then you take off a sleeve. It looks very Manda. I think it's like really weird. You have like a white shirt, and you're wearing these like black sleeves. You know, like they have like all elastics. So
that's what
NBA players got. So the guys are there, the shuls are mocking on this, and they won't let a person daven who's wearing short sleeves. There are many shuls that they say, listen, short sleeves isn't like a tank top. You know, also Gulin means like he doesn't have even the top part. Here, most of the top, and usually short sleeves cover at least robe of the top. So the minhag in many velts is that they're not makbid, like in the more modern velts. In Haredi places, you have to wear a jacket, you know, that, in terms of hikon.
I've seen minhag even by modern places, like short sleeve shirts.
Right.
Either
right. Strictly speaking, from the Mechaber, it sounds like Zosim Megulin. One eight says to wear a talus. If you wear a talus, it covers, you know, usually the so you can wear a talus.
I'm sure
you
have to wear
this
jacket.
They have
chazan
on the back.
Okay. Listen, if they
want to.
Oh, in terms of kids, Taka, I heard the fashion is that same halacha would apply if a kid's davening, adults davening. But somebody told me that Rav Rimon from the Gush, he feels like, you know, for kids it's more makubal for them, let's say, to wear shorts. So Amela, and also I think part of the cheshbon is that like you don't want to turn the kid to come in, it's like a little bit of a turnoff. So I heard that he's makel for kids, like till a few years after the Bar Mitzvah. But most places are makbid, I think, for not the chazan shorts. Rimon,
you said?
Pardon?
Rimon?
Yeah, from the Gush, that's what I was told.
The Gemara seems to imply that it's all because of Kutzibur.
Yeah, right? So the receiver doesn't care.
Not because of erga.
Right.
So therefore, if that's true, then it should be somewhat subjective.
Yeah, there could be room. I heard a maiso with Rav. I read it actually. It's printed. A maiso with Rav Tzvi Pesach Frank, the Rav Yerushalayim. He, when he was older, he had a private minion in his house, and it was like 15 people. And somebody came in. He said he wants to be a chazen. He's an avelus, so he's wearing shorts. So he said sure, and he came back again. He came back until he finished shloshim, whatever it was. And then he saw him like a year later, and the guy was a frum Jew. He said, you should know that it was because of you that I became frum again. That he grew up in a frum home, he went off to derech, and he told his mother he'd say Kaddish for her. And he said, he went into the shul, they threw him out. They said, you can't daven here for the Omer. So he said he's going to go to the Rav. And he thought to himself, if the Rav lets me, fine. If not, I'm going to stop saying Kaddish. And he let him. And so you have to figure out. It's not Pashut. You know, how to cheshbon these things. But strictly speaking, according to the letter of the law.
It's
a very good story, right?
How is he supposed to know?
It's right, right. I hear. I don't know. Sandals are a little bit. I mean, there are places that are mocked about that too, but I don't.
Like there are some places where they're mocked that everyone wears sandals.
One person's hakpados, another person's veira. Okay. Weiter. Suma yon teva vachal yikra v'tayim shim tzvayim shim tzvayim 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 tzvayim. Suma, a person who's blind is allowed to be a chazen. Okay. Likewise, a chazin, the tzibur can choose a person who is a balmum. It's not a chesaron covered tzibur. If they have a person who has one leg, they can decide he'll be the chazin. Some are machmer, but many people are mekel in that regard. If a person is deaf, he can't hear, but he can speak. If he can't speak, it's not shayla. If he can speak, he can't hear. There's a shayla there because l'chatchil, you have to hear what you're saying. If he has like a hearing aid, he can hear a little bit, that would be certainly okay. But if he can't hear at all, so l'chatchil shouldn't make him a chaz. Yeah. Well, it depends on, I think, the nature of the hearing aid. Sometimes without the hearing aid, you hear a little bit. If you can't hear at all, okay. Tezvav, shlech tzibur kavu yorel fi ateva bi asp v'lo yamtin shiomudu. If he had a job, obviously he's not to wait for anybody, he doesn't wait for the gabbai. But you have to first say, maybe not. So this is a law of being masarev, it's a little hard to implement because the gabbai is looking for Zohar Daven, and so if everybody's going to be so frum and masarev, it's going to make his life, you know, difficult. So you have to know how to apply this. It's not like the idea is that Daven Shalom is a certain amount of srara. So if there's srara, you shouldn't like jump to take that opportunity. But if they ask you to daven musaf and you're Reb Kippur, so maybe you should masarif, you know. But if they ask you stam, certainly Pesukah Zimra, you know, it doesn't seem like the way the halacha is presented is so practical in our day and age. It's certainly true that you should get reshus. You couldn't just start. If you're not the tefillah kavua, you can't just start. Sometimes people start early, or they don't follow the rules. So you should certainly get reshus from the gabbai. But the idea of Masarev, you know, sometimes it's gaiva to Masarev. You know, you're going to follow the din, oh, Masarev. So you have to figure out how to do it. The pashtus is that it's not so applicable, v'zman hazeh. Okay. Weiter. So if they need somebody to replace a chazen, once I was in a shul where the chazen was in Hatzalah, he got a Hatzalah call in the middle of davening. So at that point, you shouldn't be sorry. Somebody else should take over right away. Yurches. Person says that I don't want to go daven for the Amud because I'm wearing colored clothing or I have sandalim. This person has apikorsus, So it's funny because sociologically today, the people who wear colored shirts and sandals are, you know, more open, you know, modern Orthodox, and people who wear, you know, shoes and white shirts are the Haredim. So it says here in Shulchan Aruch that if you say you're only going to wear daven if you're wearing a white shirt, and if you're, you know, wearing shoes, then v'choshe should not be kares. Obviously, that's not, you know, the context. It's just, you know, funny. But anyway, l'maisa, afilim nosin amas l'dvarav l'mahani. This is something that doesn't really exist today. You know, the choshe should not be kares. It doesn't, you know, it's not really so relevant. Okay. Yotes. Yesh monim ger liyoshlech tzivu nitchu dvereyam. Some say ger shouldn't daven for the amud. How can you say lokeinu velokei voseinu? And l'maisa, the Rambam's famous tshuva that he wrote to Rav Avadia, you could say the nusach atzvila, and you're also from Avram Avinu, and therefore Av Hamon Goyim, and therefore he's allowed to be a shlech tzivur. If there's a case of a known mamzer, it's very rare. If there's a known mamzer, there's a shaila if he should be a shlech tzivur. And Shabur brings a machlokas. It's probably better to not to mana him. He was born by Aveira or a Chalal, but it doesn't happen so much. Chalal, I think, happens more often. Sometimes you have a Kohen who marry a Grusha. So the question is, does that person serve a shlech tzivur? It's probably better not to appoint him, certainly be kavua, but even by cry, it's probably better not. Okay, the Gemara says in Mechas Tainis that the Shlech Tzibur has to be Merutz Lekahal. He has to be somebody that the people appreciate. And therefore, theoretically, they could be Muneahim from being a Shlech Tzibur. So the Rama writes here, or the Shulchan Aruch attests, afilu yish monim ger, etc. Afilu yachid yachal achiv lomar eni rotze shaploni yechazen. I can say I don't want Reuven to be a chazen, even though he's not a ger, he's a great person. I don't want him to serve as my shaliach. Afilu im lo kfar shehiskim alav, if they didn't already appoint him. V'davka sheyeh osu yachid tam hagen, he has to have some legitimate reason. Al pi tuvi air, you go to the, you know, the vad of the shul or the president or whatever it's called. Aval v'lav achi eni achi yacholim chas v'shalei tzibur v'im hu son o yacholim chol spo kodem shehiskim olav. So if you have a fight with somebody, you can say you don't want him to be appointed. Umishu sona shlech tzibur loyala sefer Torah shekara tachacha. If the Valkore hates you, you shouldn't get aliyah for you know, for the tochacha. This halacha is also a bit hard to apply. Usually today, you can't ask every person who they want. Usually, for votes based on Rov, if you can ask every person who they want, you'll never have any decisions made. You can't have total haskama. But fundamentally, the idea is that the shlech tzibur has to be somebody who people appreciate and like, and he has to represent because he is representing the tzibur. A chazan who goes down without the reshus of the tzibur isn't a chazan. You don't answer amen. You can't take it b'chazaka. You can't hijack the amur. Usually what they do, if there is a chazan, they usually have some type of contract. And then you're able to, you know, renew the contract or not. So it's always a good idea, a rabbi, a chazan, you start with a 1 year, a 3 year, 5 year, you work it in a way that it's good. Because if you have a situation where you give them a lifetime contract from the get-go,
somebody who's a chazan only on Shabbos, so obviously he's getting paid to be a chazan on Shabbos.
Right.
So how do we go about that? He's getting paid.
So that's a good question. The minhag is to be mekel on Tzchar Shabbos because either he practices during the week or he davis during the week or it's tzarchei mitzvah. There are different kulas, but you're right. There is a halachic issue with that. Fine. There's a lot of politics around, you know, who's going to daven. It gets very sticky. You have to have a lot of chokhma. That's to figure out, to keep people, a lot of people have egos, and people have emotional, you know, yard sites, and it's very, very sticky. The Rosh Hashulchan writes that since today the Shlech Tzibur isn't mostly the Ravim, you know, they all daven on their own, so mainly this halacha is just less relevant in terms of being moche in the chazan. Still, at the end of the day, the Tzibur has to want the chazan. Fine. Halacha Chaf. Sivchav im echad rotsa lomar tefila b'shvil aviv, echad rotsa b'shvil acher. So you have one guy wants to say your side of one person has to has a, you know for his you know his grandfather. Misha yirtza akal shiomar tefila hu yomar. So really halachically, the precedence is given to the rotsan atzibur. That's the strict letter of the law. But obviously it's a mitzvah for the call to let the aval daven. It's a mitzvah for the call to let the aval daven. But fundamentally, everything is tali v'ratzon ha-tzibur, or the gabbai who represents the tzibur. Okay. If they've two chivim on the same level, two people of your site, what do? So the Meshuvah brings down, you can use a lottery in the Be'er Halacha, in Kuf Lamed Beis, which is interesting because the question of what is lottery used in Halacha? They don't usually. It's not so often that we do that, but he says it's a way of solving the issue. And the Kabbalah I have is that it's always good to mevater. If you have your tzeit, somebody else has it, it's a bigger schus for the neshama to let the other person daven. But not everybody has that Kabbalah. Some people, you know, have egos. I also have an ego, but some people, you know, make this their hill they want to die on, and they fight, and then you take a lottery and you solve those issues. Some people, they want to split up the minyanim, they'll make two minyanim. I don't know, it seems very odd. You have a minion, you're going to split up the minion just so people daven. Rabbi Mahadras Melech. Although there are many people who are very attached to davening for the Amur. It's like the minig is the Motzei Shabbos for the Yortzeit, you should daven for the Amur. So six people of Yortzeit this week. So they make six minyanim. It happens, Mamish in schools. Right? But Levi's it happens. Well, sometimes. Okay. Different practices. So sometimes the non-Jewish authorities will want to get involved in the internal decision-making process of the kehila, so they would try to appoint an external, you know, this person should be the chazan, this person should be the rabbi. It happened in Europe, it was known as the Rav Mitam. Like the Rav, the official Rav, like, you know. So in many communities, there was like the Gadol Hador, who was like the, I think Nerv Yehuda was the Rav of Prague. And then the Rav Mitam, I don't know if it was his time, but they had like, it happened many, many times in modern and medieval Jewish history. And this happened. Lamais, it's not appropriate for them to get involved. And therefore, we don't take into consideration what they, what the authorities want. It's better that he does it b'schar. Why do you think it's better he does it b'schar? It's more about chayis. He'll come on time, he'll daven properly, he's getting paid for it, it's his work. Also, then when other people come to daven and they're not right, you can say, oh, he has a job. You can't always give it to every amaretz who comes. B'seder. And I mentioned before, the minhag is not to be choshesh for schar Shabbos. The ain adam is spalv b'rotzon hakol. You can't daven against the will of the people, as I mentioned. B'chol misha is spalv chazka v'derech alamus. If a person violently takes the amud in oni achar v'chasov, you don't answer amen for his abrachos. Okay, schar shlech tzibur poyin mi kupas hakol. So you have somebody has to pay the shlech tzibur. So today the shul pays, but how do you collect for the shul? So usually there's membership fees. But the way it worked once upon a time is that the fees were prorated based on your wealth. So the Chaver says, even though he's being mostly the whole tzibur, the poor people pay less. So Chaver says that you, it's based on wealth. The wealthy pay more, the poor pay less. There are rights, it's based on the minhag, half based on people, every person has like a, that's kind of what we do today. Basically, there's a basic fee, you know, dmei chaver, they call it here, what's it called in America? Membership fee. Thank you. And then they, again, I don't think they really say, oh, you're wealthy, pay us more, but they understand a program, and you get here this, after that, and then, sorry. Okay, and that's understandable that you know, on one hand, everybody has to pay basic membership at the same time. People want more, they should pay more. They're able to. Okay. Sivur should tzrichin liskor rav v'shlich tzivur ein biyadim k'di shreyem. Fascinating dilemma. They don't have money to hire a rav and a chazen. Imu rav muvak v'galol b'torah v'aki bar rav. The rav knows how to paskin. Who called him? Need a rav. So you want a chazen. You'll break your teeth. It'll be okay. V'im rav, if the rav only knows to give drashas, he doesn't know how to paskin. So it's no, it doesn't help so much. Meaning, so then get a chazen. Shlech tzibur called him. Okay. Right, usually they get the rav also be a malkai, so all these small shuls, they make him... Right, it's a jack of all trades. There's a Ramesha, I saw according to Dirshu, he says that if you don't have a rav, you can sell a Sefer Torah to get a rav, which is pretty amazing. Sell a big knesset, say rav. There are some shuls who think they don't have a rav. I don't understand it. There's no rav. Like, we don't need a rav. So, you know, you quote this Ravisha, you can sell the same Torah to get a rav. It's a different perspective. It's a different perspective. Okay, as before, now everybody has Rav Google. If you have Rav Google, you just Google your childhood. Okay, that's right. Okay, the Seder. If the rav doesn't make a salary, it's Lachara Maila. He'll often have more autonomy. Say what he wants, he won't be Meshubit. But it's hard to find a rav who's able to. Right. I think they're achrayus. You think if you pay the rav, he's more achrayus. It's a good word. It could be the emesis. It's probably better to pay the rav. He'll have achrayus. But if the rav is going to be really responsible without getting paid, then there was a certain Rabbi Tinek, who was a Sink Rabbi. He's making aliyah now. I forget his name. He was a lawyer. Yeah, for many years he was a lawyer. And he wasn't employed by the shul, so it gives you a certain amount of leeway. You know, you don't feel that you're, you know, a meshubah.
Rabbi Bernard Rebel didn't take salary for a long time.
Wow. Okay. It's amazing. Peseder. Sifchaf Hey and Sifchaf Dalid deal with a shatz kavua, which, like I said, we don't have in most of the kehillas, but they're relevant for other issues. The discussion is when a person is found to have done something inappropriate, unfortunately. So at what point do you fire that person? The rabbi did something that was not right. So do you fire him right away? Do you give him a second chance? So they're talking about them, but into other areas. In Misalkin, you can't fire him stam. You have to have some real reason. In Misalkin, so bishum rinun ba'alma. If there's just some rumors going around, you don't fire him. People said the man had an affair with an adjurous woman. So it's not pleasant. But if they just say it, there's no hard proof, you don't fire him. Or shamasar adam, let's say most are submitted to the authorities. It means he told on them that they didn't pay taxes or something that would go be taken by the authorities. Not in our day and age, we have to pay taxes. So in the old days, when it wasn't like a dina machus, it was kazonus of the machus, where the authorities were trying to steal from people. So if you tattletailed on somebody, so then you're essentially stealing from him, because the authority would come and take his money, shalak adin. So people would sometimes do that because they would get like a cut of the earnings or something. All of Adim, if there's real hard proof, Mavino, so you have to fire him. So this is a very, very big issue. Halacha lemaisa, very, very unpleasant. You have people who are good people who do really foolish things and do bad things. And the question becomes, do you right away fire them? Do you give them a second chance? Very, very complicated. It's always good to get a psychologist involved. Sometimes people can't stop. They're addicted to these things. And, you know, what is the likelihood the person really is genuinely doing tshuva? It's always good to get things out and open. The minute you hide things, eventually somebody's going to find out, and then it's going to look really bad. So even if there are issues, you have to present them. And even if the conclusion is to keep the person on, you know, probation or whatever it's called, you know, so it's good to have it out in the open, because when things are swept under the rug, they often end up stinking later. Okay, v'shlech tzibur hu shochet u'bodek. The minhag is the shlech tzibur, also the shochet, v'lispawel, b'vigadim. Sorry, if Shlech Tzibur was also a shochet, shouldn't daven with dirty clothing, his clothing are full of blood. In a rosa achli fagadav, v'shasa tefila, mafinos, if he doesn't treat tefila properly, i.e. change his clothing, so we fire him. Shlech Tzibur menavel piv v'shamaranin b'shiri nochrim. So I mentioned before the question of using shiri nochrim. So here that was a question of using it for for davening. Let's say he just likes, you know, listening to the Beatles. So mamachin v'yadov shalalazos kein. If he ain't shomem avino, so he has to be a person who's an upstanding member of the community. If he's not holding all those standards, so then he can't serve as a permanent shalach tzibur. So can his son take over? So obviously, the son doesn't have such a great voice, but if he's doing the other things in the community, he's the shamish, he's the chazin, so then he has the first right. This is the din of Yerusha. Yerusha by Srara. This is something that I think usually doesn't happen in our world, because usually we have contracts. He's in old contracts in some yeshivas. You know, the Rosh Hashiva's son is the next Rosh Hashiva. He's Roy, he's not Roy, it doesn't make a difference. It's family business. It usually doesn't work so well. The more modern approach to writing contracts is very healthy. The best candidate will be the next Rosh Hashiva, because he had a contract. But sometimes you have a family business, a family shul. He built the shul, it's in his house. So what are you going to do? You can't, you know, the yeshiva sometimes are your family businesses. So it's not always ideal, but that's the way it works. There's Yerusha in that realm.
Works well with the Rebbe's.
Yeah, for the Rebbe's it works.
For the most part,
yeah.
Until you get into machlokes.
So, like I said, you know, the shalich tzibur has to be an upstanding member. I heard a maisa of Lichtenstein. Apparently, there was some situation where somebody was being embarrassed. They didn't know who was doing it. Somebody was like embarrassing this person. And they found out like a few days before Rosh Hashanah that was like the guy with David's Musaf and Rosh Hashanah. He had a fight with him and he's embarrassing him. And they came to the Lichtenstein and asked him if he should be, but he has been davening there for years, if he should still daven. So Lichtenstein said, I understand. If you saw him eating chazer, you'd let him be the chazan on Rosh Hashanah? He's embarrassing somebody. He can't be a chazan. So you have to make sure that the people of good midos and the people are upstanding members of the community, they want to represent us. You know, in front of Kadosh Baruch. Pardon? Kol shenagu l'manos anashi v'alsochi tzibur l'zman, like our practice, that people become hired for a certain amount of time, a 5-year contract, and then when this contract is up, they can either renew it or they can, you know, find somebody else. Bein lechazin, bein lekupa, shal tzaka, bein leshar, bein duyi, bein zvich tzibur, bein shenotlim, bein leshar, bein shein notlim, afil yish, lo kovu lehem zman, stam of perushan, v'achar shenagu kein. So if that's the minhag, then you're allowed to terminate the person's employment, and the son has no ability to then ask for that job. V'yesh mishu kosev, shalik tzibur, yispal mitoch ha-sefer, miyuchad tzibur, v'vade, shenektav lishmo, in those days they would actually write the sidurim. So the chazan would have like a special sitter. Today usually things are printed, always are printed, but they usually have like a nice sitter, should be clear. But the way it's written, it probably affects it. If Moshe has a tshuva where he says that if it was printed on Shabbos, you shouldn't use it, because what's printed, you know, how it's printed affects the tefillah. Yeah, it was written specially for the chazan. Again, we don't have that today. But, okay. Obviously it has to be makbid to, so people hear him. If the chazan mumbles, that's a legitimate reason to get rid of him. If he can't raise his voice high enough for people to hear, so he can't serve as a chazan. So there are a lot more halachas about chazanim. We discussed some of them. But at the end of the day, the most important thing is that the chazan should be a person who's upstanding member of the community to represent the tzibur. And like I said before, sometimes in certain circumstances, we're mekel, given the other variables, that you don't want to turn people away, and the person has your side, etc. That seems to be the minhag of Yisrael in most communities. Okay, moving on to Siman Nun Dalet. Chav says, Yishtabach eno posachas v'baruch l'vishi hi semucha l'baruch shamar. So book ends, Baruch Shamar is the first bracha, Yishtabach is the last bracha, and in the middle you have the psukim of Shevach t'charish baruch. And because Yishtabach is a concluding bracha, it doesn't start with Baruch Ata, it just concludes with Baruch. Sheshtem nizko psukim zim, rezu lifneim, rezu l'achareim. Beis, in la'anas amin achar melacha mulav dishbachos la'achar chei olamim. Shesham hu siyum ha-bracha. This is, I think, a nusach of the Yedot HaMizrach. Right? There's a Mishmur B'Zayin. Is it Chai Olamim? Is it Chai Olamim? We say Chai Olamim. As far as we say Chai Olamim. But it means the same thing. Hashem Baruch Hu is a Shalit in this world, the next world. If you're in the middle of Yishtabach, in the middle of the Bracha, and the Chazan already got to Kaddish, there's a suffix that Mishabura has if you can answer. You're in the middle of Bracha, you shouldn't answer if you're in that Baruch Atah Hashem till the end of Chai Olamim, because it could be you're not allowed to be mafsik in that, as it would constitute a Bracha of Atala. Okay. If we're mafsik, you shouldn't do it again, because it's not clear. You shouldn't say it again, because it's not a Baruch Atah. Fighter Gimel. I'm a Saver, Ben Yishtabach, Liotzer, Averi Hibiyot, Avachosa, Alem Yechorchem, Elchama. So the Gemara says in Masechta Sota that if a person, the Pesukim say, if a person goes to war and is afraid of the averus they have in their hands, so they can go back. So what averus are there? So the Gemara says, if you sach, vein yishtabach to yosarar. That would be a sufficient avera to go back. So it sounds like you're not allowed to speak.
Where is it from? What's the source for this?
I thought it was a Gemara, but I'm thinking about it. The Gemara says "Ben Tefila Tefila," no? And the Torah article says it's in the Yerushalmi. Anyway, Lamaisa, you're not supposed to talk between. But Lamaisa, for Tzarech Mitzvah, it's Mutter. So sometimes, you finished Sukkah Zimra, and they're waiting for more people to come. So you have to go outside and say, Asiri or Atenter or whatever you say. So you're allowed to do that because you need another person to come. Or if you want to learn or say Tillim at that point, that would be permissible. It's probably better not to move your lips if you don't need to. During Sesame Shuva, the minhag is that people say Shiramalos. So they say it's a Tzarech Mitzvah. The Mishmura says it's Tzarechin. He's not so excited about it. In some yeshivas, they don't say it. But the minhag on Tzibur, I think most people, they say it because it's a Tzarech Mitzvah. You want to daven.
What about those people who like say Pesukim Zimra at their house and they come to shul like an hour later?
Yeah.
So, like, they shouldn't.
They shouldn't talk. Yeah.
Okay.
I don't know if there are such people who do that. Like,
sometimes like people like go like at 9 o'clock in the night Shabbos and they're up like already at 6 o'clock. So like with the kids, so like they just the chesed like they'll just do Pesukim Zimra then and when they get to shul like.
Uh-huh. So you probably shouldn't talk then. Yesh mishalomer shel tzachit tzibur ala tzlisat tzaka lemi shabal lefarnes ben tzaka mutzul hafzik. These are examples, tzachit tzibur, or to collect tzaka. Mizan is pasha mashnagu ha'arim komis levay cholo leklikpo beis knesses sheyaseh lo din bein shtak li yatzor. A person has like a din Torah with somebody. He comes, hey, listen, I need to, this person took money from me, I want to go to din Torah. Tzachol ze mikri tzachit tzmitzvah l'achrak. You say a few psukim before Kaddish. Kaddish has to be chalim psukim. So you always need to say a few psukim before you say Kaddish. So basically, if you're davening psuk zimra and you see the chazan is taking less time, so you should finish the yishtabach and then you can learn. If you're the chazan, it's better you stop before yishtabach because you want to, say Yishtabach and right away continue to Kaddish. You don't want to do what it says here, that you have to say Pesukim in between.
Is that the core for saying that Shiramalos in between Yishtabach and Kaddish? Meaning because you're saying it's a good place to put Pesukim.
Yeah. On Shabbos we say Nishmas. If you forgot Nishmas, before you say Yishtabach, you can say Nishmas then. That would not be considered a Hefzik. You get Tefillin then at that point, you can run Tefillin with a Bracha. Okay.
Everything's
like that. It's a Mitzvah. Yeah. We hear Bechemi say, Tefillin, V'yavilo ben Yishtabach, L'kadish yochel anicham, L'varach aleim. It's very important. Halacha that Baruch Hu effectively starts the Birkas Kriya Shema. Sometimes people say Baruch Hu, like in Marav, in the middle of the conversation, say Baruch Hu. They'll finish and they'll start davening. You shouldn't do that. Baruch Hu essentially effectively starts. Akei Kach L'Shul Mazalman has an interesting chiddush. He says if you're saying Pesukim Zimra, are you okay?
Yeah.
Okay. Saying Pesukim Zimra, and they say Baruch Hu. So he says you should say, answer Baruch Hu, and you're allowed to answer, but have kavanah, you're not starting to daven. Because if kavanah, you start davening, you can't say Shabbat, you already started Baruch Hu. Yeah?
Is there a problem with, like, if sometimes I'm running late tomorrow, so I'll step in for Baruch Hu, and then I go out and, like, go to daven?
I think, saying Asher Yatzar, we have to get to it, but I think it's only Bein HaPrakim. I think only Bein HaPrakim. So it's a good one to get back to you. So you're running late, you want to hear Baruch Hu, and then go out, go to the bathroom, wash your hands and come back. Is that ideal? Or should you just miss Baruch Hu and say Baruch Hu at the end? It's better to miss Baruch Hu. I'm not sure. I have to. What do you think? Are you Tanya?
No, in 8th grade I was told by this guy that, a rabbi, that...
Dishayla?
Well, no, he said that the minute in the yeshivas where they daven really slowly would be that guys would specifically learn up until Baruch Hu. Then they'd hear Baruch Hu, and then they'd go to the bathroom and go wash their hands.
I don't know.
Does it make a difference in this case that we say Baruch Hu after
that? I told it to
you. Right, you always have the Baruch Hu after davening also. I don't know. I have to look at it. I'm leaning to get back to you, okay? Fine. Moving on to Simon Nun Hey. Dine Kaddish. We'll start this. It's a long Simon. Omrim Kaddish vein Omrim Osub and Fakas be Asara Zacharim bin Chay Chorim Gedolim Shevu Shetaris. To say Kaddish, or any Dabar Shabakdusha for that matter, you need 10 men who are adults. Adult men. Adults meaning they're both 13 years old. And have saros. And we have a chazakah that any kid who's 13 years old has saros. And that's a chazakah. You don't need to check. For dinim derabanan, we rely on it. When it comes to dinim deraisa, we need to know for sure. So if he has facial hair, that's great. If he doesn't have facial hair, so you have to, you know, make sure that he has, you know, pubic hair. It doesn't come up so much. I mean, a bar mitzvah kid. Yeah, I guess that would be sufficient, I guess.
I'm not
sure
comfortable to
check. Yeah, I know. It's been a while. If Shabbos Zachar, this is Shabbos, Zachar. So can the Bar Mitzvah boy read Shabbos Zachar? So that's the Dindaraisa. So then we'll not read. You're just Bar Mitzvah Marsha? Okay, they don't let you.
No,
okay, you didn't have any fuzz?
I was supposed to be of them. Is that one of you?
And they said no. They said
no way.
Because they didn't know if you were a Gadol or because they didn't trust
you? No, they said the rule of the shore is
married.
For this,
I don't understand what the being married has to do with it. If you have fuzz, some of Mr. Boys have fuzz. If you have fuzz.
I do not have fuzz.
Okay.
Well, they said to be married, probably A, to make sure of this.
Okay.
To check, they just make a rule.
Right.
B, also could put the seriousness that they want.
Right. I hear that.
It's Irish.
Okay.
Don't worry.
The Seder. Okay. So you need 10 people, 10 adults. How do you know they're 10 adults? So counting Jews is a problem. So we know that when you're at a minyan, she has a mecha, or you count in your head, you shouldn't count with numbers. There's a big shot that can you count a person who's an adult Jewish male, but it's not frum. So really two types of people aren't frum. There are people who are mumar l'tiavim. And they would love to be from, but they also like, you know, cheeseburgers, and they also like, you know, driving to Shul on Shabbos. You know, so the Mumar L'Tiavim is one thing. Mumar L'Hachis is something else. The person doesn't believe, so it's hard to mistarif him, if he doesn't believe. If a person believes, it's just he has weaknesses, so it really depends. If it's a small weakness, you know, okay, then I think it's partial you can mistarif him. But if he's B'chal Shabbos, that's already a could be Dino Ka'akum. This is a machlok is how to look at that. You know, fundamentally, today, people B'chal Shabbos don't feel like they're outside the... They're not driving to the church. They're driving to Shul. They're happy. They're proud Jews. They sponsored the Kiddush in honor of the Yahrzeit. You know, so usually the minhag is, like I said, just like... Tinok Shanishpa. So their Chil Shabbos doesn't really mean Chil Shabbos. So again, we spoke in the last two simanim ago, how can they serve as a shlech tzibur? That's more chomer. They're representing the tzibur. Even then we're mekel. Certainly, to count them for a minion, we're mekel. And usually, you know, if you treat people with love, kamayim panim al panim, they'll treat you with love, and often they'll even turn around and become more observant as a result of that. Now, the Mishmur here, it's Aleph, speaks about Kaddish. It says here, you say Kaddish Basara. So Mishmur says it's good to be Mamayit Pekadishim. He doesn't like the idea that make more Kaddishes and more Kaddishes. Sometimes Avelim like doing that. So he thinks it's good to be Mamayit Pekadishim. There's a certain amount of Kaddishim you should say every day. The understanding is how to get that number. Nisa is not to be marbe. And I think the idea is that, you know, this is like a shevach takarish baruch hu, and the minute you just marbe, it kind of loses its significance. It's like, you know, kol omer hal b'chol yom. You know, so it's a very important shevach, and you have to somehow limit it to what's necessary. Yeah.
If there's no one in the minyan that is an available to say kaddish.
Right.
So
this is part of the Chazan's, you know, chiyuv. Not all of them at the end, but until
the one after Aleinu.
The one after Aleinu is a minog for the Yisomim. The Yisomim would usually do it. If they're not Yisomim, some people have a minog to the Chazan does it. They say that you should ask permission from your parents if a person's parents is alive. You know.
But there always should be someone to say.
It seems like that's a minog in many places. Yeah.
So you're davening with ten bracher and no Yisomim.
So they don't usually do it. I'm not really sure. It's a question of how to count up the kaddishes per day. There's like an idea of having a certain amount per day.
Right.
But it seems like that's really a minhag. Kaddish after Aleinu is a minhag.
We never say kaddish in our Friday morning meeting over here.
Right, because there's no...
There's no
Yisrael. Right.
Say
I think it's okay.
It's the best one. But anyway, we go straight.
Vasikin.
It's Kibasik.
Okay. I hear.
It's
a different time zone. It's a different. Shachas Vicha. Okay.
We go straight from Sahabinu to the Yom to Kaveh. No Kaveh is understood.
I'm not sure. I believe we have to get to. We have two things to get. Okay. I'm not sure.
So this would be like a hector. A lot of times, like in Shul, like in Rosh Chodesh, like in New York especially, they do the Yom followed by Baruch Nafshi.
Yeah.
Some people like try to like.
Stop it, Kaddish. Yeah, the minig is probably better not to. But the Avelim have a hard time giving it up. The David, right? The David. They put in the David. Yeah, it's hard to argue. Listen, there's an emotional component to it, so it's better to mind if they really want it. So they want it. If you have a gabbai who knows how to run the shul, they usually can
make
like
an announcement before.
Yeah, exactly.
Face
in hischa lo mar kadesh or kedusha basar v'yatzubik sasam gom osa hakadesh or osa kedusha shehischa v'hushin yishai ruban. Very important halacha. If you have minim mitzumson and people leave, they're not supposed to leave. If they leave, the Rabbah says they're considered Ozvi Hashem. Mikomakom averi hi latzes. Alev nemer Ozvi Hashem yichalu. Avalim nishara asara mutu latzes. So if there's a minyan sumson and this person leaves, so it's an aver for him to leave. But it doesn't have a minyan inyan. Now this is a very big question. What is Oso inyan? You can't do everything of Chazar Sashat. So you can say Kedusha. You can't say Birkas Kohanim. That's inyan acher. Ashkenazim hold, you can even say the Kaddish after Tiltis Kaba. It's hard to think that's an inyan acher. It's a question, what's the inyan? What's Oso inyan? What's inyan acher? There's a big question. Had a, let's say, a minyan for Ishtabach, and somebody leaves. Can you say Kaddish? Is that Kaddish on Ishtabach? Is that Kaddish not on Ishtabach? So these are big questions. How to slice it. Tachin doesn't need a minyan. Tachin doesn't need a minyan. So
let's say you start, let's say
where
I'm in Chazar
Sashas,
and then you have Kaddish, and then you can say that Kaddish?
You can say that Kaddish, yeah.
Ashkenazim or
everybody? I think only Ashkenazim. If there were 10 for Aleinu, this touches on the point I was made before. The Kaddish after Aleinu was just a minog, so you don't say Kaddish after Aleinu if there are only 9 people at the end of Aleinu. You start Aleinu with 10, one person left. You know, some people think Aleinu is the tefillah sitter. You know, that's all. I heard it from I think Rav Weinberger. I don't know.
Yeah.
Okay.
That's accurate.
Anyway, Seder. Okay. And then also, Shaila, let's say we said Ashkenazi and Sephardim, so let's say like you're an Ashkenazi davening in a Sephardi shul, or you're a Sephardi davening in an Ashkenazi shul, how do you work that out? Interesting question.
Sephardim are Sfardim like don't change it around like when they're in Ashkenaz school, but like Ashkenaz.
Right, usually do. Yeah. If you're davening Sfardim Kriyas Torah and people leave, so you can finish Kriyas Torah. You can't do the Haftarah. Haftarah is a separate inyan. So again, what's considered inyan after is a big shaila. This issue of Ozvi Hashem, that if a person leaves, he's called Ozvi Hashem, so that's only if he left, you know, if you like you were called into Mashlim Aminion and you can't stay the whole time, then you're not Ozvi Hashem. You're just like, we're doing him a favor, so you stayed for what you could stay. You can't stay for Kriyas Torah, so you leave. You know, But if you're part of the Minion, you really shouldn't leave, unless there's extenuating circumstances that would override this idea of being Chalal Ozvei Hashem.
Or you just leave stuff early. You're not, I think there's plenty of people.
So that's what it says here in the Ramah. Avalim Nisharu Asara Mutar Latte. It's Mutar. It's not recommended. If it's sometimes you need to. So I want to be. Okay. Fine. Beir Halacha is a question. There were 10 people. Person left. Is it also for you to leave now? You were number 8. Not number, you're number 9, meaning you're number 7. So, okay, more people might come, but at this point there's no minions, so maybe it's mutter to leave.
You get out, but then one guy comes, you get this.
Exactly. So that's an interesting question.
Can you do this
whole
idea of looking like there's
10? Oh, Badran. Yeah, we don't hold like that. This is Adkar.